JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 13, Babylonian Exile and Rebuilding the Temple.
The Jews are in Babylonia. Well, in Babylonia, they're going to be there for 70 years. And it looks like the Jewish future is really cloudy. Jews settle in Babylonia. There are attempts to remember Zion and Jerusalem. There are attempts to come back. 52 years after the destruction of the temple is the story of Purim, almost the genocide of the Jewish people. After that story, there arises a Persian emperor that gives permission for the Jewish people to return to Jerusalem. Now, the Persians had conquered Babylonia. Cyrus the Great was the one that gave them permission to come back. But when the Jews came back under Zerubbabel and others, first of all, very few came back, few in number. There maybe are 500,000, 800,000 Jews in Babylonia, and a very small percentage returned, less than 10%, because the Jews were comfortable in Babylonia. And when you're comfortable, you don't want to move. And secondly, when they came back, the country was not empty. The country of Palestine, of the land of Israel, is never empty. There are people who are there. And the people who were there, especially in Jerusalem, were the Samaritans who had come there a few centuries earlier and who were semi-Jews. They had Jewish customs, but they also had idolatry within them. It was a very mixed bag. And they said, "We're the real Jews. Who are these guys that just came back?" And therefore they opposed the immigration of Jews to the land of Israel, and they took physical, violent, terroristic means to prevent the temple from being built. Well, this changes because of two people, two great people in the history of the Jewish people. The first is Ezra. The rabbis say if the Torah would not have been given by Moses, it would have been given by Ezra. So Ezra is like number two on the list of the greatness of the Jewish people. And he has an ally by a Jew who is a courtier in the Persian court, very powerful, influential person by the name of Nehemiah. Ezra sparks the religious revival of the Jewish people. Nehemiah sparks the physical redemption of the Jewish people. Nehemiah is able to bring an army with him. He's able to organize that the builders should have security, that they should have protection. And the temple is slowly, slowly being built. And the walls around Jerusalem are built for security. The Samaritans are defeated. And the second temple rises. The second temple is insignificant in comparison to the first temple, at least physically. Says that the elders in that generation wept when they saw the second temple because Solomon's temple was marble and gold and this was wood and tin. But it was a temple. Also, spiritually, it was less than the first temple. As many of the miracles that occurred in the first temple did not take place in the second temple. But nevertheless, the temple was built. The second commonwealth was established. Ezra and Nehemiah go down in Jewish history, not only as heroes, but as the people that allowed the Jewish people to continue, to return to their homeland, and to build once again the house of God according to Jewish tradition. It's been great talking to you. I'm Beryl Wine. Thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.